breathing together now. We're breathing together. Do you feel this? It's less, more and more. It is less and less that in these precious moments where we intersect in this way, that we are shifting and calming our minds to join the group, to connect to the group energy. Have you noticed this? There's a subtle shift. It is as though the group energy, it calls you. It enfolds you before you even sit down and find your body's perfect configuration to receive this, to connect to this. The group energy is becoming very powerful. And you rise and expand in your power as in both an individuated aspect of this configuration and the part where you sort of partly unfurl yourself and become larger and you partly dissolve. Into the greater, this field of light that we create. It's so much easier now, isn't it? It is so very important now that you find yourself. Beginning very simply with just find yourself, feel yourself. Become aware of yourself, the physicality of yourself in space and time right now. Find yourself, let the awareness come together with the body consciousness. They're not really separate, but we experience them so often and we have been trained to see them as separate. So we have to very often have this sort of moment, which isn't actually true, but where we think we're bringing the two back together again. But that's okay. Let's just go with that. I'll let the awareness land here where your body is. It is very important now, and it is going to become more important that we are able to find ourselves. And in large part, that means relative to the din and the chaos and the fractured energetic reality that we're having to navigate through. Some of what we're navigating through is authentically arising, that is to say, the heightened vibrational frequencies on the planet and in our lived realities. Yes, that is thanks to you, thanks to us. Those higher frequencies, they will tend to shift and realign energies. They will tend to trigger a recalibration, we could say, and we know that. We're old hat at that now. We might be a little tired of it, truth be told, but we're old hat at it now. So some of this sort of chaotic energetic fabric that we're navigating through, it is authentically arising, but a goodly part of it, we cannot deny this. A goodly part of this is very specifically generated frequencies and patterns and pieces of information that are designed to obfuscate, to confuse, to diminish. Yes, diminish our power, but also diminish our discernment faculties. And in truth, there are actually different aspects of yourself, the human construct, that are going to get called forth, sometimes triggered, in response to these varying pieces of information, these states of being, these energy bundles that are arising again from within and being broadcast from a third, fourth dimensional standpoint, from without. So this is why the message for this week very much is, we've got to get really good, like Jedi good, baby, at finding our self. Now, what do we mean by self? The self is not the human construct self. It's not the human construct aspect. That is a part of an older paradigm, but a very powerful and necessary, I would offer, paradigm. In that third, fourth dimensional bandwidth wherein we are on a spiritual growth path, let us say, in the same way that it is extremely beneficial and a wonderful process to construct and cleanse and purify, to create a healthy ego construct so that we may navigate skillfully these third, fourth dimensional bandwidths and interactions. So it is that that human construct of the self, it is, well, like the healthy ego construct, it is quite necessary, number one. But also number two, we know now the extent, we probably don't even know the full extent, of how that human ego construct, or the human construct in general, has been programmed. Whether with trauma imprints in the nervous system, which translates into biochemistry, which translates into emotion, emotional responses, and the other way around as well, emotion into biochemistry. From that standpoint, and of course, again, we have been very deliberately programmed. So that is why I'm saying the message right now for us at this place in our ascension path is not find yourself in that old sort of way. Meaning just dive in and explore more of the human construct which is actually what is being alchemized, ultimately. Some of you know I have a check-in. I used to use it quite a lot. And I would stop myself, especially if I knew I was looping in my mind. But I could stop myself. It was like a check-in. And it is this. Is this the highest truth that I can currently access around this, let's say? Is this the highest truth that I can currently access? It's beautiful because you kind of invite / force yourself, the resistant human construct aspect, to reach a little bit, stretch a little bit, reach for a more expanded truth. What does that mean? To expand into a higher vibrational, a clearer vibrational bandwidth from which to perceive and then choose and experience, of course. So in this way, the self that the message right now is, learn, get good at finding yourself, your frequency, your vibration. It may well be, at this point, higher truths, just a higher aspect of the human construct self. That's okay. All we can do is just continue to reach, to stretch, to unfurl into higher and higher states. Of course, the classic difficult area is the mind, the human mind, of course. And especially, again, with so much information overwhelm. Remember, much of it is deliberate. It keeps us very deliberately distracted. And it keeps our minds, even the beta mind, the processor, it keeps our minds flipping through little pieces of information and detritus and so much space junk. It keeps us distracted and befuddled. Focusing our precious creator potential and power on things and thoughts and potentials that are not ours. Just notice, and maybe this process of get good at finding yourself, your frequency, your vibration, and then lining up with that, it might be that this begins with just noticing when I'm running someone else's thoughts, beliefs, emotions, information through my processor. It might be just on that very physical mind level. Wait a second, why am I repeating this? I just read it on a meme, or I just heard it in a video. Because a lot of find yourself and land and line up with that is going to look like dropping and stopping. The programs and the space junk. And the purposefully obfuscating detritus. I have found that a wonderful way to work with the mind, actually, is to not work with the mind. Call the denial police. What I mean by that is, excuse me. What I mean by that is, sink into the body. And I've just found that very often, the mind will begin to fall silent. If not silent, then at least it will become smoother and softer and more spacious. And it will actually become curious about the thing that the rest of your attention is focused upon. So, find right now, find your physical heart. Closing the eyes. Now, you can go ahead and attempt to feel the softness of that fluid pulse, maybe in the temple, maybe in your fingertips. But slowly let your awareness spiral into the chest, just below the sternum, the breastbone. Focus here and feel your heart beating as a sort of rhythmic pressure against the underside of your breastbone. Now you notice how we did not say, drop into your heart, as an abstract, which is totally fine to do. It is just that when we are sometimes overstimulated and scattered and incoherent in our vibrational and energetic alignment, if we say, drop into the heart or find the heart or feel the heart, sometimes you'll take a wonky left turn and what you'll actually be tuning into is your pain body, your wounding, your trauma. And that is the human aspect, let us say, of the heart. Or various aspects of the human construct come together in that level of the heart, meaning that your heart expresses on multiple levels, vibrational and dimensional. So sometimes that, just focusing on the physical, feel that beautiful collection of beings of consciousness, all of those cells. And there are 40,000 neural cells in your physical heart. All of those cells that make up your heart, those are beings of consciousness, and they all hold together, Master, out of love. They hold together in that configuration that we call the heart, out of love. And so by sinking into the physical, actually, and just sink in, innocent, curious, open, you will tend to bypass the wonky left turn that will connect you to your pain body. because the connection of your heart to the aspect of that heart that is an energy center, a stargate, a solar stargate, a portal, an ascension stargate. That is right there for you. It is, dare I say it, it's one of my favorite words, it's almost effortless. No effort required. And that is you. That is finding you. So the pain body, the trauma, while all of that is 100% real, authentic, and valid for many aspects of the human construct, is there a higher truth that I can access here? Yes, there is. Find yourself. The vibrational signature, the fabric, your unique light signature that you came a long, long way to anchor on this planet. You find that. It is in the precious heart of blood and flesh, of salt water and electrical impulses, of pure consciousness and love. It is as much in that sweet, tireless, perfect little bundle that does not stop the rhythm of joy, nourishing every cell in the body. It is as much in that as it is in the experience or the visualization of your heart center as a blazing ball of highest ascension codes and light codes and plasma light anchoring on the planet, the mightiest prism reflecting the purest light of source onto this planet. There is an intersection point there where they both exist in current time, and the accessing of that in that place of you, yourself, your purest self, not your higher self necessarily, but the highest self that you can access, in that point of alignment, in alignment, there's automatically opening, pure opening. You do not have to try to open your heart. That is the human construct that does that. Find yourself. It's more of a sighing into this alignment that you don't actually have to work for, because it is you right now. We can expand this a little bit. If you can sense energy or even just imagine. Find yourself and be able to find your vibration, your vibrational signature, your alignment. We're going to just work with two really simple basic structures. They do not necessarily elucidate the fullness of your magnificently complex energy structure, but they're really good to work with two things, a sphere and then vertical energy columns. Let us say very practically, you've got to go into the grocery store the day before a holiday and it's packed and it's bedlam. Very simple. The sphere. Feel it. Sense it. Around you. Now, The sphere is not a sphere that you have to create because you don't already have. You already have it. If you work already with expanded geometries, go ahead and just tune into one of those. Tune into one of the geometric configurations of light and frequency that is around you. But this will help the human aspect that has to navigate through and be buffeted by multiple pieces of extremely incoherent information. This is going to help that aspect, really. Sense the sphere of your light, this golden, beautiful sphere of light. And it doesn't have to have hard edges. It can simply be an effulgence. You walk, you move, you navigate, you glide through in a radiant field of purest golden light. Feel your own energies, light fields and light codes shimmering all around you. It is you that enfolds the human, the physical body. The second one that might be helpful, you can do both of these at the same time, but another one that might be helpful is tuning into your vertical energy columns. We've got multiple vertical energy pathways. Our vertical pathways are arguably one of the most important aspects of our whole energetic makeup relative to this ascension process. So we've got multiple vertical energy columns. You can imagine one as wide as your shoulders. You can imagine yourself in a column. You can imagine one about the diameter of the head. And from the stargate of your heart, you can just expand in both directions. Perhaps even imagining, if you want to add a little visualization, even imagining that your vertical columns, that they break through a layer of dark cloud. You're accessing frequency bandwidths and yourself, your own greater soul field consciousness. You're tapping into that. And you're going to breathe through that. Get good at finding yourself, Master. Find your own frequency. Your own unique light, signatures, patterns. Tune into your own body. Anchor there. There is a bit of a coordinated effort, let us say, to pull us out of that alignment. Find yourself, get good at finding yourself. Remember, in that alignment, there is automatic opening. Expanding a little bit more. Good.